Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 11th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Over the weekend, Japanese blog Mac Otakara reported that it's hearing that the new rumored 7th generation iPad will keep both the headphone jack and Touch ID and the same 9.7-inch screen size as the current $329 iPad, reporting that questions the previously rumored 10-inch to 10.2-inch consumer iPad revision from other sources, including supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo. Personally, I'm buying more into the rumors of a new iPad mini that only sees a speed boost and a price cut with lower storage options than the current model, plus a 10.2-inch non-pro iPad that cost more than the current $329 9.7-inch iPad. Offering a single generation chip upgrade for the iPad would be rather un-Apple, considering the current $329 iPad has a fairly modern chip, unlike the iPad mini, which has a four-year-old processor. We'll see how this one plays out. And over the weekend, I finally got the chance to genuinely test the Apple Watch Series 4 and its fall detection feature while skating at my daughter's birthday party. I'm totally fine, and the feature worked as advertised. But as I wrote today, after 6 months of no false positives and one genuine fall, I do wonder if Apple should turn on fall detection for all Apple Watch Series 4 customers, and not just for customers 65 and older. You can turn on fall detection manually, as I did, but I would argue that the default should be on for everyone so you don't have to discover it. Fall detection presents you with a shortcut for calling emergency services and notifying your emergency contact that you've been injured, but you can dismiss the alert within 1 minute to avoid notifying anybody if you're okay. And if you frequently trigger the feature through activity, you could of course turn it off, but off by default doesn't seem like the right choice after 6 months of testing. Also, we are awaiting iOS 12.2 developer beta 5 today, 1 week after the last beta version changed the Apple News icon and Control Center remote tile. We'll update in the next episode with what we find today, if any changes are discovered. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has first impressions with Samsung's new Galaxy S10 Plus phone from the perspective of an iPhone user. And finally, let's catch up with my colleague, Bradley Chambers.
Thanks, Zach. So on Saturday, I looked at the role that marzipan could play in the K-12 schools. Marzipan is Apple's internal code name for running iOS applications or shells of iOS applications on the Mac. And I do think this will be great for schools that use the Mac, especially if key curriculum apps that were maybe previously iPad only can now come to the Mac. Marzipan is interesting to me when I look at the apps built with Marzipan that are on Mac OS Mojave now. They're not great, but they're functional. The Home app is a good example. It's fine, but it accomplishes what I needed to do. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. And then on Sunday, I looked at the benefits of an Apple-branded store credit card for consumers and for Apple. I've long been a big fan of my Best Buy store card. It was the first credit card I opened when I turned 18. And I've used over the years to get buy a lot of electronics. I love when they'll offer a 18 months free financing plan. That way I don't have to spend all the money right up front. I can say make payments of $150 on a new computer or a new iPad, something like that. And I love the rewards it gets. I do think that would be a huge benefit for Apple. Sales wise, they do a lot of business per square foot. And I think this could actually help them even more as well. And there's a lot of things, the whole credit card experience, how you pay the bill, could it be literally right over Apple Pay? There's a lot of options there for Apple. And I've always wondered why they've never done that. They do have the Barclays store card that's an actual Visa card. And then they're rumored to be working with Goldman Sachs on another credit card. But I've still seen nothing like, an official Apple Store credit card. Check out both the articles. Links will be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe. to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.